Rain Music, written by Di Morrissey and read by David Tredinnick.
"I see what you mean about Carlo's place being out of the way," said Tony, shifting uncomfortably in the front seat as they bumped along the barely marked track.
"So, Ned, how's the music going?" she asked.
Ned didn't answer immediately, then said, "Slowly. I have moments when it comes, and then it goes away, like trying to catch rainbows."
And the story? The theme?" she asked.
"That's the big question. I haven't managed to pin down a focus yet."
"The far north is a big canvas, for sure."
Tony turned back to Bella.
"What are your thoughts, Bella?"
"Me? I'm not the creative genius in the family. That's always been Ned."
Ned frowned as he drove. Even though he was concentrating on driving, his mind kept playing over and over the images and stories of the north.
"What are you thinking?"
asked Tony quietly.
"How it's kind of like the mango season.
Things build up in my mind. I can picture them. Then I hear the distant thunder and rumble and flashing images like lightning. And then the music crashes in.
Then it eases off, and it's all mellow like the sunset.
Odd, huh?"
"Heavens, I wouldn't want to walk around with all that going on in my head," said Bella.
"Is it bothering you that you're not making as much progress as you'd like?" asked Tony.
Ned was silent for a moment and then said in a strained voice,
"If I think about it, yes. I keep hoping major inspiration will strike, but it just doesn't seem to happen. And I know time is running out for me. I thought that if I could get away, have no interruptions, have peace and quiet, then everything would fall into place.
But it hasn't. I've got bits and pieces, and some of it is good, I know that, but I really haven't cracked it. I still don't know how I'm going to tie all my ideas together in a meaningful way that will grab an audience. And now, when we are at the roadhouse watching all those people heading south, I felt a bit panicked, to tell you the truth."
"What do you mean?"
Bella asked. "Because the wet is coming. I can't stay at Carlo's in the wet season. I'll have to leave, and I have no idea where I'll go. I'm starting to feel I've wasted my time. I have very little to show for the weeks I've spent here and no plan B. And if I can't work here, well, is it worth pressing on?"
"You can't give up, Ned. That's for sure. I know something will change," said Bella. "Bit like a summer storm, like the build-up to the wet. Think of those evening skies and distant storms we watched."
"Yeah, far away. All silent and promising floods and disaster," sighed Ned. Tony reached out to touch his knee and said gently,
"Maybe you're looking at it the wrong way around. When the wet comes and the rain starts, it's music to everyone up here.